The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Glad to have you along today as we continue to help Wayne Healthcare celebrate 100 years in Greenville. There is so much to talk about, so much to celebrate. And Terry Flood's here, Vice President, Business Development and Marketing. So again, we appreciate your time. And I know there's so much again to discuss and share with people and celebrate in this century celebration. We've got that coming up, centennial celebration this weekend. But I know you wanted to talk some more about the wing, like the Coppock Memorial Wing, touched on a little bit earlier and so forth, because in that still there have been a lot of renovations, updates, and so forth over the past decades, but that's still there.
It is, yes. Part of it is still there, and so we're very excited just to even say that we can, that part of the hospital still exists. You know, we didn't tear everything down and rebuild new. We've tried to maintain what we have, and the Coppock wing was done in two phases, and the first phase was the plan called for an L-shaped two-story building with full basement that connected to the north end of the hospital, and it extended into sections of part of the hospital, so you can still see some of that. And then there's a front-facing part of the original hospital there. So if you happen to drive by Schweitzer Street and you look up, you will actually see, it says Wayne Hospital, and you can see the medical symbol. So part of that wing does still exist. On the inside, it may look a little bit different than it did back then, but part of it does still exist.
That's great. Pay tribute again to the past. I mean, obviously, you've advanced, into the 21st century and so forth, but you're still proud of the history and the people who helped you get to where you are.
Absolutely. And as you talk about the people, in 1957, there were about 135 full-time and part-time employees. And today, we have a little over 500 when we include all those. So it's shows the growth there, but of course that's definitely warranted. But one thing I'll share is when Catherine Funk, who, like I mentioned, was superintendent around that time and served in many capacities, as she had retired and was given a gift, one of the comments, and I'll kind of paraphrase it, but something she said was, remember, it's the people that work together that got me here, is what she said. And so paying tribute to the people, I think, is important. And we have to remember that we are all human beings, and this institution is people. And I think that leads me right in to share that this is actually Hospital Week, and we are celebrating our people. We're proud of who we are. We're proud of who we will be. But it is our people who continue to care for this community, and it is our people who decided that Dark County needed a hospital. We didn't want government or any other type of assistance. It was the people of this community that pulled together to make this hospital become a reality for our community.
And here you are again.
Here we are.
100 years later, talk about Hospital Week recently. We talked about here on WTGR, the Volunteer Week, which I know has very important volunteers you've had through the years.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to do what you do or last this long without their contributions as well.
Absolutely.
And also, speaking of people, you're welcoming the people from the community in this coming Saturday, right, for a centennial celebration. And that's great timing, isn't it? I mean, with 100 years, plus the fact that, you've wanted to show the public the building and so forth, what you have. But it's been a little difficult to do that the past couple of years.
It most certainly has. And so, yes, it's time that we're now able to invite the community in to celebrate with us. So on this Saturday, the May 14th, from noon to 2, the community is welcome to join us. We encourage them to enter the Harrison Street entrance, and they'll have an opportunity to see our new birthing center, our wellness center, our inpatient unit. We will also have information about various service lines and even some of our partnering services, whether it's orthopedics and pain management and other services like that. We've invited them to join us and have a table and a representative there to talk about the service line as well as our partnership. So it's truly a community celebration. And again, we're excited and we want to bring in others in to celebrate with us.
Yeah, there'll be light refreshments there and everything like that. Again, 12 noon to 2 p.m.
Yes.
Right, this Saturday the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to be great. That's going to be fun.
It is. It is. And like I said, this is hospital week. Nurses week was May 6th through the 12th. We've got EMS week that we'll celebrate with them next week. So the month of May is truly a true treat for us and a general celebration for all.
Absolutely. And also, how can folks find out more about the hospital, the services you offer and everything like that as far as the, you know, website and mm-hmm. social media is concerned and so forth?
Absolutely. So they can visit waynehealthcare.org, or they can also find us on social media, we have a Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and so they can search Wayne Healthcare. So we encourage them to search us and like and follow our pages. In addition, if they've got information that they want to share with us about their experiences, about history, if they're connected to some of the families that we're talking about throughout this series, email us and let us know, and they can email us at marketing@waynehealthcare.org.
So pictures, stories, testimonials, things like that. You're yes. still looking for all of that, right?
We are, and we do plan to have a display at the Garst Museum coming up soon. We've been working on all those materials, and hopefully by the end of this month, we'll have everything we need there. And through September, we plan to have some displays there so people can go and learn more about the hospital history.
That's great. Any final thoughts or anything you want to mention that you haven't yet?
Nothing new. I mean, basically just excited that we are still able to pay it forward. Not only are we a huge advocate of health and wellness, but we support, you know, all the schools, and we have a lot of partnerships. You know, tonight we're doing sports physicals, and it's a combination of partnership with Family Health and Orthopedic Associates. So we continue to leverage our partnerships in various ways, and we're glad to still be here as an independent hospital serving our county.
Well, it's great, and we're glad to be here with you helping to celebrate 100 years and look forward to having more guests in next month. I know you're busy. You have a lot going on normally, especially this month, which you talked about with so much happening. It's great, though. It is exciting, and even if it does keep you, you know, running around and busy and all that. So, Terry, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
For being here.
Glad
and
to be here.
Look forward to talking to you and some of your other folks that you work with,
yes.
and so forth at Wayne Healthcare. So it is great, again, to visit their website, more information, and waynehealthcare.org, and check them out on social media for just, you know, details about the hospital itself.